This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. In the coming hours, the president of China is expected to arrive in Russia for a meeting with Russian President Vladimir Putin, and U.S. officials are waiting for an update. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
The Russian invasion of Ukraine is expected to dominate the meeting between visiting Chinese leader Xi Jinping and Russia's Vladimir Putin in Moscow. U.S. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says there are concerns China may agree to help Putin in the war effort.
China has not condemned Putin's invasion of Ukraine. They are still buying Russian oil and energy resources.
He tells Fox News Sunday experts wonder if there will be talk of a China-brokered ceasefire, which would give Putin a strategic advantage. Since President Xi is talking to Russia, will there be a call with President Biden?
He does want to set up another chance to talk to President Xi, and I suspect that will happen.
I'm Jackie Quinn.
North Korean state media reported on Monday that leader Kim Jong-un led 2 days of military drills simulating a nuclear counterattack over the weekend. VOA's Marissa Melton tells us more.
State media KCNA reported that the drills included the firing of a ballistic missile carrying a mock nuclear warhead. The drills were the fourth show of force from Pyongyang in a week. Seoul's Joint Chiefs of Staff said Sunday that the short-range ballistic missile fired by Pyongyang flew 800 kilometers or 500 miles before landing in the East Sea, also known as the Sea of Japan. Tokyo has also condemned the launch, as did the U.S. military's Indo-Pacific Command. North Korea's drills took place as South Korea and the United States staged their own military maneuvers. 11 days of joint drills known as Freedom Shield. It's their largest set of joint exercises in 5 years. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
And this is VOA News. U.S. President Joe Biden spoke Sunday with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to express concern over his government's planned overhaul of the country's judicial system that sparked widespread protests across Israel and encouraged compromise. The White House said Biden reiterated U.S. concerns about the measure to roll back the judiciary's insulation from the country's political system. In a call, a senior administration official described as candid and constructive. There was no immediate indication that Netanyahu was shying away from the action after rejecting a compromise last week offered by the country's figurehead president. Swiss President Alain Berset said banking giant UBS is acquiring its smaller rival Credit Suisse for almost $3.25 billion in an effort to avoid further market-shaking turmoil in the global banking. Combination of the two banks and best-known Swiss banks, each with storied histories dating back to the mid-19th century, amounts to a thunderclap for Switzerland's reputation as a global financial center, leaving it on the cusp of having a single national champion in banking. While UBS is buying Credit Suisse, a UBS official said that they plan to sell off parts of it or reduce the size of the bank over the coming months and years. The publication of a major new UN report on climate change is being held up by a battle between rich and developing countries over emissions targets and financial aid to vulnerable nations. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reporting.
The Russian invasion of Ukraine is expected to dominate the meeting between...
Meanwhile, a parody... A photo appearing on protest signs and online in France shows President Emmanuel Macron sitting on piles of garbage. The image references the trash going uncollected with sanitation workers on strike, but also what many French people think about their 45-year-old leader. Macron hoped that his push to raise the retirement age from 62 to 64 would cement his legacy as a president who transformed France's economy for the 21st century. Instead, he finds his leadership contested both in parliament and on the streets of major cities. His decision to force a pension reform bill through without a vote could hamper his government's ability to pass legislation for the remaining 4 years of his term. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.